Now, back to a special edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live and on location.
It's great down here. Eddie George's in Columbus, getting ready for the Orange and Brown scrimmage. Matt and I meeting a lot of members of the Dog Pound.
I'm jealous of you, bro. You're getting more love than I am.
Come on, man. This is your town, man. Come on. This is your town.
It's fun.
This is
your town.
Matt Wilhelm, Nathan Segura here in Columbus. Another man, an Ohio State Buckeye great. Brian Hartline, excited about coming back here for the Orange and Brown scrimmage. He talked with the media after yesterday's training camp practice about tonight's game.
So how excited are you to go be going back to Ohio State
tomorrow? Yeah, it's great. I mean, I'm not really a nostalgic kind of person, but it'll be cool to be back in there. You know, I think for me it's just closer to home. I live in Columbus, so it'll be cool to grab some dinner and see everybody and then get back in the shoe for some fun. I kind of wish they would open it up for everybody to fill it, but I understand, you know, the all the logistics that go with that. So looking forward to seeing a great crowd and compete and have some fun. So looking forward to it.
Good. Are you developing a lot of chemistry with McCown the last couple of days? Seems like you guys are making plays all over the field.
I don't know. I mean, kind of hope that. I think at some point, I mean, I know I'm a newer guy. The other guys have been around, so we're getting some good work in and maybe getting a feel for each other. But, you know, I'm just doing what I'm told. He's doing what he's told. When we have some errors, you know, we'll talk it out and hopefully not to do it again. And this is kind of the steps that we've been following.
Has his accuracy surprised some of you guys ever seen it?
No, I don't think so. I mean, it's a very favorable ball to catch. He throws a great football. It's easy on you. And, again, he's fun to play with. And you guys see him, how he communicates out there, and he's talking to everybody and getting things situated. So he definitely makes it easy on a lot of other guys.
So I think it was last week you kind of compared him a little bit to Chad Pennington, didn't you? Yeah. Is it the fire?
And when I say that, he's like, you know, Chad's one of my favorite players I've ever played with. So I'm in it in the most respectful
way. Chad Pennington was kind of a fiery, right, leader. Is that what you see here?
I think it's similar. Yeah, I think they're obviously every player's different, but I think that you know, Josh, like I say, he's very intellectual, both on and off the field. He's easy to talk to, and he really cares about the success of the football team and the success of every individual. So, you know, the combination, you know, he's just doing a great job.
So I know the Ohio Stadium thing is kind of cool for you tomorrow, but still down the road next week, you'll get a chance to be a Canton kid that comes up and plays for the Browns in Brown Stadium.
Yeah, I mean, it's all – you know, a lot of fun. It's all a change. It's all, I mean, it's a change, but it just feels so natural. So to me, it's, you know, I just feel like I'm like in my backyard out here and with this kind of grass and the same feel as always and the temperature. And so to me, you know, it's nothing out of the norm. But like you said, there's change. There's different logistics to showing the stadium and doing different things. But I think overall, like you said, every time we get a chance to get on the field, whether it be in Ohio Stadium or any other preseason game, we want to work on something. We want to get better as a team, and that's what we'll focus on.
I'm not changing teams, Brian. Is that not a big deal? Or
I'm sure it depends on the player.
But for you?
For me, again, I think there's a lot of factors. I mean, where you go, how you get there, are you used to the area? I mean, there's a lot of favorable things that's helped me.
So this would be easier than switching.
I think it's probably
Kansas
easier than going to Oakland or going to San Fran. You know, it's I'm familiar. You know, off the field is definitely a little easier, and you know, I know the passion of the Browns fans. So the combination it helps a little bit. Yes.
What have you seen from guys like the unheralded guys like Lenz and Wynn? It seems like they've been making a lot of plays.
Yeah, and Darius is doing an awesome job too. There's a lot of guys that are competing for probably a few spots. So. You know, I can't say enough about those guys. Darius is getting a lot better. Wynn's getting better. Lentz is always making plays. So I think, you know, special teams will probably be a big part of it. Their work ethic, if it becomes a practice squad situation. But they all work hard. They all want to get better. They're always feasting for knowledge and asking questions. So it's still early, but a lot of guys doing a lot of good things.
What about the linemen as kickers today, don't you think?
I'm glad we have two on the roster. Kickers, that is.
Brian, what do you think of Terrell Pryor and his development thus far?
You know, I think, you know, being healthy is important. You know, he's just got to keep getting rehab and get back on the field. He had a good couple days of getting acquainted. There's a lot of things he was working on, but that kind of comes to a halt when you're kind of dinged up a little bit. But he's asking a lot of questions in the meeting rooms. He's, you know, hitting all the walkthroughs when we're in meetings, things like that. So, he's got to continue to progress, but I think it's probably most important for him. Again, coaches can comment more on that, but he, you know, I know he wants to be on the field and learning from an experience standpoint.
How much better is the secondary making you guys as receivers right now?
Yeah, the competition is great. I think they have some great depth. We got a little dinged up, so we're missing a couple guys on that side as far as the depth and competition goes. But like you've made mention, I mean, we have, you know, arguably three Pro Bowlers, three of the best in their positions, and then we have, you know, Williams that came over, and he's doing, I think he's a great player too. They did a great job, you know, doing that. So there's depth there. I think we probably get some guys healthy and keep competing to create more and more depth. But great players.
I heard you answer this earlier, but what is maybe your favorite memory from that time in Columbus?
Favorite memory from the time in Columbus? I don't know if I really have one, to be honest with you. I think that anytime you beat Michigan is always a good thing. I had a couple touchdowns against them my last year. So, like I said, I'm not really a nostalgic person, so it's hard for me. But, maybe that. Maybe towards the end of my career, last game in stadium against Michigan, yeah.
Do you guys approach the scrimmage any differently with a mindset? Do you treat it like another practice going down the line?
No, I think it's definitely more weighted. I mean, hence going to Ohio Stadium and calling it a scrimmage and putting a little more pressure on the guys, understand that it's highly evaluated. Reps will probably be divvied up into a certain pattern. So, I can't really make comment on who's doing what and how much, but I would assume that the game will be well critiqued when it comes to the scrimmage.
Brent Snacks or Neat Gas in Columbus, what's the name of your shopping?
Oh, man, it's more in Canal Winchester, but Smart Stop and Kingies, both of those two.
As a veteran, what do you like to instill in some of the younger guys that are in this wide receiver room right now?
Probably the biggest thing I would say that I've hopefully made some comment on is just, like, you know, it's hard to get a guy that screws up off the field, or hard to get a guy that does not screw up to get him off the field. I mean, if you don't make mistakes, it's hard to get rid of a guy or move on from him or stop giving him opportunities. So every day is important. I think that a lot of times in this game, it's kind of who screws up less sometimes to who wins the game. So every time you look at the game, there's always one, two, three plays that defines a win or a loss. And the good teams just don't have those repeatedly. So I think for me, I try to tell guys, you know, just continue to know what you have to do. Obviously, outwork anyone you can. And, again, be the guy that just doesn't make mistakes because you're a hard guy to get rid of. So that's kind of, in a nutshell, some of the things that are pretty cut and dry.
It seems like a lot of your catches, or a good number of your catches so far in camp, have been kind of working the sidelines. You had one in the back of the end zone. Is that something you take pride in, your ability to kind of make those tough catches running out of room?
Yeah, I mean, I think I do a little bit. I found myself making a lot of those grabs earlier in my career, so I kind of have a badge of honor when it comes to it. But overall, I just want to be able to do anything the coaches ask. I think that whether it's, again, outside the numbers, inside the hashes, I like to be able to do anything that is required that the coaches want me to do. So I wouldn't put myself in a certain box.
That's Brian Hartline, Browns wide receiver, who really has been one of the stars of training camp. You know, off season, he was battling a foot injury, as you alluded to, and minicamp, and was kind of, you know, saving it, I think, a little bit. But especially since Dwayne Bowe's gone down, he stepped up and said, look, I'm the guy, Josh McCown, give me the football when you need it in big situations. In that live drill where they had a third down and 12, they needed to get a first down to run out the clock. He went to Brian Hartline, who hauled down about a 40-yarder with tight coverage, Pierre Desir, draped all over him. He's been very good getting open against Joe Hayden. Hartline has been a very solid presence, and I think what Solomon Wilcott said about him earlier is so true. You know where he's going to be. He's going to run his routes the way he's supposed to. The timing is going to be what the timing is supposed to be. Reliable, good hands, and a guy that I think is going to become a favorite for Josh McCown.
I definitely do. You know, he's an Ohio kid. He's a Buckeye, and now he's back home where he wants to be, which is a great opportunity for Brian. So I know he's elated about that. And Nathan, this is a guy that probably throughout the offseason, you know, didn't have the best spring because he was hampered by the toe or foot problems. So he was, yes, running routes, but not truly to be able to develop that rapport with Josh McCown, Johnny Manziel. And in some cases, you know, nationally, analysts that kind of got those inside reports, you know, thought that he was kind of a roster bubble guy. Even though he was brought in here as a free agent, he had to prove his value. And I think thus far through seven practices in training camp, he has definitely done so.
He certainly has. I think he's made one of the biggest leaps for minicamp to training camp in terms of where I thought he might be and where he is right now, really showing some. Brian Hartline, When we come back, a guy who always shows something, the Gribbs, Andrew Gribble, will be with us live from Eddie George's in Columbus. Come on out and see us right now. We're having a party.
Our stickers are almost gone.
Stickers are gone, but we've got koozies for you if you like to drink some beer. Come on out to Eddie George's as we get ready for the Orange and Brown scrimmage. Zagura Wilhelm, soon to be joined by the Gribbs. We've also got Gibbs. The kid's coming back. Oh, my God.
We're loaded.
We're loaded. CBD.